content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from Real Simple, Take a Dare. Cultivate some bravery by crushing a physical challenge. Anyone who's ever gone to summer camp and finally worked up the courage to jump off the high dive or climb the tallest boulder knows what physical adventure can do for your self-confidence. A feeling that can last long after summer ends, says Rachel O'Neill, Associate Director of Adventure Treks, Outdoor Adventures Camp for teens. These experiences build mental and emotional strength that can translate to life back home. Even if you're a bit beyond the teenage years, you can foster the same type of personal growth by pushing your limits. We encourage a variety of challenges throughout life, physically and emotionally, says Paige Davis, president of Adventure Woman, a travel company that plans active trips for women worldwide. Adventure travel lets you confront fears and insecurities and emerge feeling a sense of triumph. You can do it. These tips can help. Reframe fear as excitement. If your youthful daring do has turned into daring don't, that's normal, Davis says. As we age, many of us experience increased fear and hesitancy. But you can shift that fear to excitement by redirecting your focus from the risks to the rewards, she explains. The reward could be geographical, say an adventure in a fascinating locale. Spiritual, the view from the top of a mountain you're about to hike, or a pure thrill, the wind rushing past your face as you ride along a zip line. Be brave with a buddy. A plus one can provide practical and emotional support for both a low-key afternoon and a high-adventure trip. If you don't have a like-minded friend, check out local Facebook groups or clubs devoted to hiking, biking, and other active pursuits. The outdoor retailer REI offers classes and events that feature kayaking, camping, and more at a range of activity levels and time commitments. Or if you hunger for something even more adventurous, consider a trip to a farther-flung spot, birdwatching in Costa Rica, or traveling the Camino de Santiago in Spain, with a company that specializes in group trips such as Adventure Women, Damesley, Intrepid Travel, or Wild Terrains. And learn to enjoy the ride. It's not necessarily about reaching an end goal. It's about the journey, doing the things we thought we couldn't do or have been told we couldn't do, O'Neill says. We're all so much stronger mentally and physically than we give ourselves credit for. We just have to allow ourselves the opportunity to flourish, to start a hard thing and realize it's okay to hit bumps along the way. Onward, adventurers! From Good Housekeeping, stamp out stubborn stains. Hot weather hijinks are a blast, but their remnants can be a bummer. The Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab is here to help you save your summer wardrobe. And they offer solutions for three specific kinds of stains. First, ice cream. Scrape or blot off as much ice cream as possible and sponge the area with cool water. Work an enzyme pre-spotter or liquid detergent into the stain. Then soak the item in a mix of 2 tablespoons detergent per gallon of cool water for up to 30 minutes. Launder as usual in warm water. Check that the stain is completely gone before tumble drying. If you're not certain, let the item air dry and then repeat, because the heat of drying will set the stain in. So that's why they don't want you to machine dry it. Grass. Grass stains, which are protein-based, respond well to enzyme-based liquid detergent. Rub a bit into the stain, then follow the clothing care label. Wash in the hottest water that's safe for the fabric. For whites, up your odds of stain removal success by adding chlorine bleach into the wash cycle if it's safe, or add a color-safe oxygen bleach if that's what the garment label recommends. And, a toughie, berries. Speed is your friend when it comes to berries and fruit juice. As soon as possible, flush the spot with cold water. Then soak the garment for 10 minutes in a mix of 1 tablespoon white vinegar, a half teaspoon liquid detergent, and 1 quart of cool water. Rinse, then launder in the hottest water allowed by the garment's care tag. Add a fabric-safe bleach to the cycle for extra oomph. Air dry until you're certain that the stain is gone. Or just dye the fabric to match the stain. That's my tip. From Woman's Day, how to own your apologies. Most of us try to be good people and good friends, spouses, children, siblings, and coworkers. It's in our nature. But so is making mistakes that can damage our relationships or hurt those we care about. The most powerful tool for repairing a relationship and helping the other person and yourself feel better is a solid apology. Yet we humans tend to be awful at saying we're sorry. That's in our nature too. You can get better at it though, and knowing what to say is half the battle. Research has pinpointed 6 key things to focus on when apologizing: regret, reasons, responsibility, repentance, repair, and requesting forgiveness. The one likeliest to yield forgiveness and resolution, according to research, is responsibility. Even if your apology can't hit all 6, target that. Easier said than done, of course. By nature, people are self-preservationists, and accepting fault threatens our self-image and chips away at our confidence, which is why good apologies are so hard. But if we try to avoid those feelings and apologize half-heartedly, we compound the mistake by messing up our chance to earn forgiveness and fix the relationship. I've certainly messed up apologies by backhandedly trying to defend or protect myself. I've said things like, "I'm sorry you felt that way, but da-da-da-da." What to strive for instead is something along the lines of, "I'm sorry I made you feel that way." Even if you didn't intend to. Even if the other person messed up too. Here's a cool trick that research shows might help. Before apologizing, give yourself a little self-affirming pep talk, thinking about what you value and your positive characteristics and strengths. This will reduce the fear of admitting your mistakes, which makes it less painful to offer an effective apology. You'll probably still feel vulnerable, but that can be good. Vulnerability invites empathy, encourages forgiveness, and builds a bridge toward deeper connection. So, 6 keys to a solid apology. Focus on these important things. First, regret. Your remorse shows the other person that you understand what went wrong, that their emotions matter, and that their reaction was valid. 2, reasons. Most people want some kind of explanation. This is not the same as trying to justify what happened. So avoid placing blame or defending yourself, and instead use I phrases like, "I was thinking about," and "I misunderstood." 3, responsibility. It's your fault, full stop. Whatever happened, whatever felt wrong, what went wrong, whatever the person is feeling, own your role in it. Repentance. You'll try to do better. Repair. Is there something specific you can do to right the wrong? And request forgiveness. Straight up ask for it. And what if I don't get to apologize? I once acted like a truly crappy human to someone. I was careless with my words and hurt her badly. I tried calling to apologize, cheeks flushed with fear, embarrassment, and regret. But she didn't pick up. I sent a text that read, "I owe you an apology." I don't expect to ever get the chance to earn her forgiveness or get closure. It stinks, and I have to live with that. Apologies can be at least partially selfish. We want absolution to help us feel better too. So if you never get the chance to say you're sorry, give up. Don't keep chasing closure if the other person isn't ready to give it. Accept your mistake. Forgive yourself and do better next time. From First for Women, discovered the many health benefits of rocking. Rocking for health has a storied tradition. Even President John F. Kennedy's doctor prescribed a rocking chair to relieve his chronic back pain caused by war injuries. The motion alleviates back pain by increasing the muscle activity of the back, say researchers in industrial health. But it's not just for sore backs. Researchers in the journal Activities, Adaptation, and Aging found that rocking 3 times a week for just 10 minutes at a time can soothe fibromyalgia pain. The rhythmic nature of rocking also improves mental health, report researchers in the American Journal of Alzheimer's Disease and Other Dementias. In one study, nursing home patients with dementia who rocked an average of 101 minutes daily saw decreased depression and anxiety, and their need for pain medication was reduced. Rocking can also lead to better sleep, and not just for babies. University of Geneva researchers say a continuous rocking motion helps us fall asleep faster and facilitates deeper sleep. Why? Rocking increases certain brain waves associated with sleep. A study in Current Biology also connected rocking during sleep to improved memory. Don't have a rocking chair, a rocking bed, or a hammock? You can try the Ready Rocker. These start at $79, I think, depending on where you find them. You can look for information at readyrocker.com, readyrocker.com/F as in Frank, W as in water. I think you can get them on Amazon, too, but I don't know if the price is different. From First for Women, 10 brilliant uses for salt. Well, goodness knows you probably have that around the house, right? Clever hacks for the spice rack staple. 1. Chill drinks in a flash. To get soda cans cold fast, toss them into a large bucket, fill with ice, and top with 3/4 cup of salt. Then pour in enough cold water to cover them. Salt water has a lower freezing point than plain water, so its temperature will drop, cooling the drinks in 10 minutes. Salvage a bitter cup of coffee. Your morning cup of joe is tasting a bit off, but you'd rather not use creamer and add extra calories? The solution? Try sprinkling in a pinch of salt. The salt will help to balance out the coffee's acidity, so your brew becomes more tasty. Deodorize smelly shoes overnight. If your daily walk has left your sneakers smelling less than fresh, try this. Pour a small handful of salt into 2 coffee filters, then wrap a rubber band around the tops of each to close, and set 1 sachet in each shoe before going to bed. The absorbent salt soaks up the odors so your shoes smell fresh again. Eliminate a flea problem. Your pup's fun day at the park resulted in a flea infestation in your home. Salt to the rescue. Sprinkle a generous amount of table salt on dry carpets or pet bedding. It will dehydrate and kill flea eggs and larvae. After letting the salt sit for about 48 hours to work its magic, finish with a thorough vacuuming to remove the salt and the dead fleas from your home. 5. Lift protein-based stains. When chocolate ice cream drips onto your white sundress and you don't have any stain pretreatment on hand, add 1 tablespoon of salt to a cup of cold water and let the stain soak for 30 minutes. Rinse and hang to dry. The salt works to break the protein into tiny particles that can easily be washed away. 6. Mold-proof a block of cheese. The gourmet cheese you snagged for a deal will be a great addition to your cheese board. To help it stay fresh, soak a paper towel in a mixture of 2 tablespoons salt and 3 cups of water, then wrap it loosely around the cheese before refrigerating. The dehydrating salt inhibits microbial growth. Fix a clogged drain. Avoid chemical-laden drain cleaner for a clog. Instead, Mix 2 tablespoons salt with 2 cups of seltzer and pour down the drain. Wait a minute, then run the hottest tap water for 10 seconds. The abrasive salt and bubbly seltzer break down the blockage so the water will wash it away. Depuff tired eyes in minutes. To look bright-eyed in a flash after a fun night out with friends, fill a cup with 16 ounces of warm water and 1 teaspoon of salt. Dip 2 cotton balls in the solution, then lay your head back, close your eyes, and place the cotton balls over your eyelids for 5 minutes. The warm water will open the pores around your eyes so the salt can draw out excess fluid and reduce swelling. Ease the itch of bug bites. An enjoyable afternoon of hiking left you with itchy mosquito bites to show for your adventures. To quell the itchiness fast, combine salt with enough water to create a paste, then dab all over the bites. Salt boasts antiseptic and anti-inflammatory properties that help reduce swelling and ease the discomfort in no time. And last, to clean a wooden cutting board. Colorful foods tend to leave stains on your cutting board, but scrubbing with dish soap or cleaning spray can impart an unpleasant taste the next time you chop. The save: sprinkle salt all over the board, wet a sponge with hot water, and rub the salt in until the marks are gone. The granules will scour away any stains. Then just wipe with a towel. From First for Women, question: I often get diarrhea during my period. Is this normal? Yes, and it's common. One survey found 73% of respondents experience GI issues during their period, and 30% deal with diarrhea specifically. Blame prostaglandins, hormone-like chemicals that trigger muscle contractions so your uterus can shed its lining. When prostaglandins are high during your period, some can travel to your bowels, where they cause contractions that result in diarrhea. To ease these symptoms, try eating frequent small meals with easy-to-digest foods such as broth, toast, and bananas, and be sure you're drinking plenty of water to replenish lost fluids. And news you need: women fare better with female physicians. Looking for a new doctor? Consider a woman. UCLA investigators found that patients who were under the care of female doctors had significantly lower death rates and fewer hospital readmissions than those who were treated by male doctors. What's more, women benefited more than men from treatment by female physicians. Study authors say male doctors may underestimate the severity of illnesses in women patients. Plus, female docs may communicate better with women under their care. To keep a cat off the counter for good, no matter how many times you shoo Tiger off the kitchen counter, he keeps jumping back on, invading your prep space and leaving fur behind. Stop his leaps once and for all by placing strips of double-sided tape around the edges of the countertop. The sticky sensation will deter him from placing his paws on or anywhere near the area. From First for Women, in focus this month is blackberries. Get a load of antioxidants from this farm-fresh fruit. Blackberries are rich in vitamin K, which helps relax muscles and ease menstrual pain. Look for berries that are plump and shiny with a deep purple eggplant-like hue. Lay unwashed fruit in an even layer in paper towel-lined container. Cover loosely. Chill for up to 2 weeks. And some easy ideas? Muffins. Grease a 12-cup muffin tin. In a bowl, whisk 2 6.5-ounce packages of triple berry muffin mix with 1 cup milk and 2 cups blackberries. Transfer to a pan, or the pan. Bake at 400 degrees, 20 to 25 minutes. Float on. Puree 2 cups blackberries and 1/4 cup water. Strain. Fill 2 glasses with vanilla ice cream. Dividing evenly, top with the berry puree you just made. 2 tablespoons blackberry jam, and 2 cups club soda. And berry syrup. Bring 2 cups blackberries and 1 cup maple syrup to a boil. Reduce heat to low. Simmer 15 minutes. Whisk 1 tablespoon cornstarch and 2 teaspoons water. Add to the syrup and cook 2 minutes. Then strain. But that's yum. From First for Women, beef and bean enchiladas. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 30. It serves 5. I almost never see anything that serves an odd number of people. Here's what we need. 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 1 pound ground beef, 1 16-ounce can pinto chili beans in mild chili sauce, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 8 ounces Monterey Jack cheese shredded, about 2 cups, 1/3 cup chopped cilantro, and 10 6-inch flour tortillas. Heat oven to 400. Grease a 13x9-inch baking dish. In nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium. Add onion. Cook, stirring until soft, 7 to 8 minutes. Add the beef. Cook, stirring until no longer pink, 7 to 8 minutes. Drain. Return to the skillet. Add beans and cumin. Cook until thickened, 5 to 7 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in 1 cup cheese and cilantro. Dividing evenly, spoon the filling across the center of the 5 tortillas. Roll up. Place the tortillas in a baking dish, seam side up. Coat with cooking spray. Top with the remaining cheese. Bake until hot, 20 minutes. Then serve with pico de gallo, guacamole, and lime wedges. Real simple. I must be hungry. From Real Simple, Asian-inspired cabbage slaw. Active time and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 10. 10. Good to take to somebody's house, right? Here's what we need. 5 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 2 tablespoons neutral oil, such as canola, 2 tablespoons lower sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh ginger from a 1-inch piece, 1 tablespoon honey, 1 clove garlic, finely chopped, about a teaspoon, 1 2-pound head of cabbage, green cabbage, finely shredded, or about 9 cups, 1 red bell pepper, thinly sliced, about 1 1/4 cups, 1 small red onion, thinly sliced, about a cup, 1 large carrot, peeled and cut into thin strips, about a cup, 2 cups fresh sugar snap peas, stringed and sliced lengthwise, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, and fresh cilantro for topping. Whisk the vinegar, sesame oil, the neutral oil, soy sauce, ginger, honey, and garlic in a large bowl until combined. Then add the cabbage, bell pepper, onion, carrot, and sugar snap peas. Toss to coat. Sprinkle with salt, toss again, and then top with cilantro. From First for Women, citrus chicken. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 30, and this serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 bunch broccolini, 8-ounce thin asparagus, 4 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breast halves, 1/2 cup of white wine, 1 clove of garlic minced, 2 tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon drained capers. In a large nonstick skillet, heat 1 tablespoon oil over medium-high. Add broccolini, asparagus, 1/8 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Cook, stirring until crisp tender, 5 minutes. Transfer to a shallow bowl or platter. Cover. Rub chicken with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. In skillet, heat remaining oil over medium high. Add chicken, cook 5 minutes, then flip. Reduce heat to medium low, cover, cook until no longer pink, 5 to 7 minutes. Transfer to veggie platter. Add wine and garlic to the skillet, cook 2 minutes. Melt in butter, juice, and capers, and pour the sauce over the platter. From First for Women, Bang Bang Prawn Tacos. Active time is 15 minutes, total time is 20, and it serves 4. We need 24 raw prawns, peeled and deveined, 1 half cup buttermilk, 1 half teaspoon sea salt, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 half cups cornstarch, canola oil for frying, and then to make the Bang Bang sauce, we need 2/3 of a cup whole egg mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons sweet chili sauce, and 2 tablespoons freshly squeezed lime juice. And for serving, 8 small soft tortillas warmed, 2 cups finely shredded red cabbage, 1/2 bunch of coriander, leaves picked, 1 cup grape tomatoes, quartered, and lime wedges. Combine the prawns, buttermilk, salt, paprika, onion powder, and garlic powder in a large bowl. Toss to coat. Leave to marinate for no longer than 10 minutes. Place cornstarch in a shallow bowl. One by one, remove prawns from the marinade. Allow excess to drip off. Dip in the cornstarch until coated. Set aside on a plate. Cook the prawns immediately. Heat oil in a large frying pan over medium heat. Cook prawns in batches for 2 to 3 minutes until golden and cooked through. Transfer to a plate lined with a paper towel using a slotted spoon. Combine sauce ingredients in a large bowl. Reserve 1/2 cup sauce for drizzling on top, then toss remaining sauce with cooked prawns in the bowl. Top tortillas with cabbage, coriander, tomatoes, and prawns. Drizzle on reserved sauce and serve with lime wedges. Some simple food solutions. On the shelf, an energy booster. When the 3 p.m. slump drags us down, we reach for Junkless Chewy Granola Bars. With whole grain oats and just 6 grams of sugar and no high fructose corn syrup, they offer a pop of instant energy. Available in chocolate chip, strawberry, peanut butter chocolate chip, cinnamon roll, and oats and honey. $7.99 for a 6-bar package at most grocery stores. Again, they're called Junkless Chewy Granola Bars. From First for Women, a little quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.